And we mentioned that the NSABP R04 study is looking at capecitabine versus 5-FU with or without oxali, but I'm hearing a lot of excitement about oxali as part of the neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer. What are your thoughts about that? And do you see you guys getting into that?
I think we will. We're currently doing a study in anal cancer, capecitabine, oxaliplatin, radiation, and we've been excited about what we're seeing. Basically, everyone has had a complete response, and they've been durable thus far. Now, the numbers are small, but we think that is a viable strategy. And oxaliplatin, I think, is a little more user-friendly with RT compared to what we've heard about with irinotecan. So I think that is going to be something that people are continuing to investigate. Whether we do it or not, I can't tell you, but it certainly makes sense.
Do you think there's enough data out there right now? We had a Meet the Professor session recently. You've done that before, where a guy in practice presented, a 50-year-old, really healthy guy with locally advanced rectal cancer, that he included oxali as neoadjuvant therapy with had path CR. But do you think that using oxali as neoadjuvant therapy off protocol is acceptable?
Here's what I would tell you, Neil. I think one of the things that is going to change in the management of rectal cancer is in the management of metastatic rectal cancer. And the reason I think it's going to change is that in years past, if somebody had rectal cancer with metastases, if you tried to give them systemic therapy with 5-FU alone, I never saw, and to this day don't recall seeing, much response with the primary tumor. But now that we have oxaliplatin, even irinotecan in combination with 5-FU or capecitabine, we are seeing the primary tumor respond. So in the setting of metastatic disease, as long as you have sufficient local control that you want to give systemic therapy, I would encourage physicians to very carefully give patients FOLFOX-BEV particularly as upfront therapy, because I think they will be pleasantly surprised that the primary tumor can remain under control for an extended period of time.
So you're talking about people presenting with a primary mets now?
Correct.
Okay.
But if you say, well, what if somebody has a bulky rectal cancer and I want to really try to downstage them so they can have a sphincter-preserving procedure, etc., I'm not certain I would necessarily tell that physician, why don't you toss in some oxaliplatin? I think if we have a little more data, a little more experience with the drug, one of the issues, quite frankly, is if you're willing to watch your patients, a lot of times these issues about didn't watch closely enough for skin changes, didn't watch closely enough for diarrhea, et cetera, nausea, vomiting, whatever it may be.
Is that usually the MedOnc, RadOnc, or both looking for those?
I think it should be a partnership. I really think the radiotherapist is looking for local skin reactions and to a lesser degree diarrhea. They're pretty good about those things. But, you know, there are other things that we look at. We are watching the counts. We're asking about problems with neuropathy, etc. Now, during a course of chemo radiation, you wouldn't necessarily expect that. But some people have a pretty tough time with oxaliplatin. At the doses we would usually think about with radiation, you probably wouldn't see a lot of that. But if you've never used the drug in combination with radiation, to say this is going to be on the radiotherapist's watch, I don't think is appropriate.